know, yourself or your father, whatever you want to do, you know, deal directly with the family or that, you know, on anything. But, you know, so I wanted to get back to you with that information. So then you can proceed accordingly.
Okay, so if you want to repeat that, you say that there have been
inquiries. There have been members of family inquiring, yes, more than one. And so I can't give any other more details, but I'm just saying that that my best suggestion would be that, you know, yourself or your father, whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. you know,
okay.
So interact with the family, whatever you need to do.
Okay, but what currently is on the account is my dad and my power of attorney, and that's all you're answering to at the moment.
That's all we've got now, but there have been inquiries.
Okay,
no. Ma'am, I'm saying to you that, and we are not. That's you know, that's between yourselves. But I'm just saying that there have been inquiries. Usually on an account, there isn't any inquiries. You know.
No, but if you would understand the background, it does not surprise me, and that's
okay.
Why I thought.
I would
check it out.
Yeah.
You under what circumstances would you give out information on the account then?
Well, our policy, as we usually go, is to a court, that kind of thing. But in speaking with the assistant manager, you know, like I said, there were inquiries. So we don't give out, when I'm talking about inquiries, it's not balances or anything like that information. But if someone, you know, approached with a power of attorney and it's a different power of attorney, you know, we can't go on different powers of attorney. We have to go with the most current one. So it would not be uncommon to say there's a current one on file. We've got a current one.
Exactly. So
but I'm just saying, though, that that's something you may want to, like, we can't come between. You know what I'm saying? That steps into a different issue then.
No, all we're asking is that you honor the most current power of attorney.
Yes, and we have that in our possession. But I'm saying anyone can inquire, right, about any account. But I'm saying we have had, so you are aware, we have had.
Okay.
So,
now,
that's something that I would suggest, like I said, yourself and your father, you deal with it accordingly, however you want to.
Exactly.
But,
now, somebody coming in with an older power of attorney, would you divulge who the new power of attorneys are? Because that...
I don't know how anything transpired. I wasn't there at the moment. But if it's not the current one, what are you going to say? No, we can't go with that one. If someone brings in a power of attorney, you know, we have to look at it and verify if it's the current one.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would have to verify that. That is our job. But so that's within our guidelines to be able to verify. Because I could bring in someone else's power of attorney and say, they would have to confirm that it was the current one.
Or in this instance, it would have been a photocopy. Now, my question to you is, would you give out information on the new power of attorney as to who the power of attorneys are?
We could say that there's a new power of attorney depending on what the situation is. It would be a special circumstance. It is not the norm. But I'm saying if there is inquiries from family members, that's something that you're going to have to look into.
But would you give out the name of the new power of attorney is my only question.
You know what? I wasn't there in the moment of the situation, so I can't 100% know, but it's not our policy to do that.
Okay.
But I don't know back and forth if there was something. It could it be? Possibly, it could have been.
Okay. Because, again, the information on that power of attorney apparently has leaked out, and the Bank of Montreal is the only one who had a copy of the original power of attorney. So this is why I had to come back to the bank and ask, did you divulge that information?
Mm-hmm. It could. Well, this is not the norm situation here.
No, I realize that.
Yeah. But I'm letting you know now so you can, you know, whatever, act accordingly. But, you know, people can inquire whether they get information, but they can inquire. There have been family inquiries. So, you know, like I said, our situation is not, when it gets to that point, it's that you go through the courts, that you go through some legal matter. So,
and that is a correct process, but it seems that they're able to get the information anyways, and we did not want the name of the power of attorneys to be divulged, and apparently they have gotten that.
It is not rare, it is not so unrare that can happen, especially in family situations. That's
under the Privacy Act and the confidentiality.
Well, you know what?
Right, I would.
Yeah, that's something. Then we come across situations where power of attorneys are changed all the time. So, you know, going into the details of everything is, you know.
You don't normally, that wouldn't be a good policy for the bank to divulge in private information.
No, as a rule, we don't.
Okay, so, all right. Okay.
I'm saying to you that there have been inquiries on this account.
Mm-hmm.
There have been inquiries when assistant manager. So I suggest it's family members, so you can go from there.
Several different family members?
Well, I can tell you there's more than one.
Okay, we know who those are then.
Okay.
Oh, it would have been a male and a female, most likely. Two females and one male.
I can't even go there with that, but I'm just letting you know that it's been family members, so, you know.
Okay, and your name again is?
My name is Ophelia, and I'm the branch manager.
Oh, okay, and your phone number again?
Yeah, 985-2093.
Okay, I so appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We already suspected, okay?